He is not right when he ascribes the inflowing of God's love to any vibrations of spiritual forces, the Paget Messages 1914, other than the pure and only love of God. His love is not a mere vibration, but an actual existing love, which has its source only in the fountainhead of his love. No other force or thing enters into it, only pure and everlasting love which emanates from the Father. So tell Dr. Stone that he must believe that God is an infinite actual being who loves him as a father, and not some mere vibratory love or power moving through the universe without a fixed and predetermined plan for the happiness of mankind. I hope he will soon see that if he wishes to obtain the greatest happiness on earth as well as in the heavens, he will come to believe that God is his real, personal father, with all the love that a father, the only one, can have for his child. He can obtain the happiness resulting from the possession of this love only by prayer to the Father, and belief in the actual existence of the Father, and his desire to bestow this love in answer to such prayer. He must let this love of God into his soul and believe that it is there. When he gets it, though, he will know it, and he will not need any further proof than the happiness that will come to him by its mere possession. Tell him to pray for its inflowing, and not wait until he can understand how such a thing can be, and he will get it. I am much interested in him, for I see that he has a longing to know the truth, and to obtain all the happiness that may be found in the spirit world. Let his thoughts about the movements and operations of the astral body, as it is called, and the vibrations necessary to bring one into harmony with the higher things of this world, spirit world, be taken from his consideration, and let his whole thoughts and aspirations center upon the great love which the Father has for him. He will then soon learn that in order to get this great happiness of which I speak is not depending upon any knowledge of the laws which govern vibrations or astral bodies, or anything else which merely are useful in carrying out certain operations of God's laws in his spiritual kingdom. He must believe, as I say, if he wants to succeed in finding that which is far more desirable than anything which the mere acquisition of the knowledge of the laws governing the intercommunication between the spiritual and the material world can give him. I am so much interested in his spiritual welfare that I almost feel that I must come to him personally and try to impress upon him with all my powers the necessity of his trying to get this great happiness in the way that I have indicated. So be sure to tell him that he must pray to God for an inflowing of his love, and believe that God is able to fill his soul with this love, and let all the desires as to why these things can be pass from him for the time being. I know his soulmate, and she is a beautiful spirit living in the same sphere with me. When I heard you talking today, I immediately tried to find her and succeeded. She knows that he is her soulmate, and she is so anxious to get into communication with him, for she says that he is very dear to her, and she wants him to obtain this great love, which will enable him to come to her direct when he comes over, so he will not have to have an experience of expiation in the earth plane. She says tell him that he is her true soulmate, and that he must believe it to be so, for she has known it for some time, and has been with him many times when he was felt downhearted and needed help. She will now be with him very often, and she only hopes that she may in some way cause him to feel that she is, and realize that he is not alone in his earth life. She never knew him on earth. She says that her home was in England, not very far from where he lived, and that her name is Mary Kennedy. She was the daughter of a very prosperous businessman, and has been a spirit only for about 10 years. She is not only waiting for him to come over, but is trying to prepare a home for them both. That will show him how much she loves him, and how much she has thought of him for several years past. I never knew her until today, but she seems to be a very lovely spirit and one of entire sincerity. So tell him that here is another reason why he should strive to obtain this love of God in his soul, that I have above all things tried so very earnestly to impress upon him the necessity of obtaining. So tell him further that from now on he will have a beautiful spirit to enter into all his joys, and to sympathize with him in all his sorrows, which I hope may be few. I must stop now, for I have tired my darling Ned. You must pardon me for having taken up so much time in writing about Dr. Stone, but I could not help it, as I saw that he is almost ready to let God's love come into his soul and make him a happy man. Helen, I am here, your father, I am very happy and am glad that you seem to be also. Question: Yes, because of your experience the other night in loving Helen and her loving you. You certainly were filled with love and you must be, the Paget messages 1914, perfectly happy, to have had such a demonstration of love and the realization of the actual sensitive presence of your wife. For I tell you that she was with you and was so filled with her love for you, that we all wondered at her love. She is a spirit that seems to have no limit to her love for you. Not many spirits seem to have such abundance of love as she has for you. So you must consider yourself a very blessed man to have such a wife and a soulmate. Yes, as I told you many years ago, there is a record in the heavens, a book of lives, as I might call it, which contains the names of those who are decreed by God to be one through all eternity, and when I want to know who is the soulmate of one who desires to know his or her soulmate, I consult that book, and there I find who the soulmate is. I am not permitted to give the name of the soulmate if he or she is on the earth life, for it might create discord or unhappiness to the living, but if the soulmate is not married then there is no restriction upon me, but if the soulmate is married then I must not tell the name, such is the law of God in this particular. The reason is that I have that duty assigned to me, and as Helen has told you I have taught her to perform this duty and she is now engaged in it, and is most successful in the performance of her mission. She seems to have a wonderful ability, or you might call it, intuition for locating the soulmates in the spirit world as she never fails when she undertakes to find one. She also finds great happiness in doing this work and in seeing the happiness that comes to them who ask her to perform this task. I do not engage in it with so much enthusiasm as she does, but I do the best that I can. And I am rewarded also by seeing the happiness of those soulmates when they are brought together. No, not if they are not assigned to do this work. It is one of the provisions of the spiritual world that each person has some work of a certain kind, or several kinds to do, and in that way are helped by the higher powers, or, as we believe, the love of God to perform. A spirit who is assigned to do a particular work, such as helping the spirit when it first enters the spirit world, will not attempt to engage in other work of a wholly different kind. Yes, as to attempting to awaken a spirit to a conception of the love of God that is waiting for it, all spirits may do this, and when a spirit succeeds in causing a darkened or blinded spirit to feel or realize that God's love is waiting for it, then the 42, spirit who has caused that awakening is most happy. Of course, it is only the spirit who has had that awakening himself, who can cause or lead another spirit to that desire for spiritual enlightenment that will finally cause it to get this love to his full and complete happiness. I am not yet in a condition to be fully able to do this with much success, but your grandmother and mother are very powerful in this particular, and they are the cause of many spirits becoming reconciled to God and his salvation. So you see, the one great thing to obtain, either while on earth, or after you come here, is this great awakening and love of God in your own heart. It is of all things necessary, the greatest. I know to a considerable degree what it means and the happiness that comes from it, but I am not satisfied and am striving to obtain more of this love, and to rise higher in the kingdom of God. So you must try also, for you need not wait until you come over. She has it to a degree that almost enables her to go with your mother. And I think that in a very short time she will leave us and rise to the higher sphere, and we will miss her very much. Yes, he, Mr. Riddle, is becoming more in condition to receive this love and believe in what your mother tells him. She is the one that is trying to show him the way, more than anyone else. He seems to have great confidence in her and in her love. He is also progressing very fast, and I expect that he will soon be with me in this sphere. So you see we all are doing well in the way of progressing and your prayers help us very much. I have seen him, Taggart, very recently and he is in the same condition as when I wrote you first about him. He does not seem to realize that he needs any assistance to help him to become happier or to progress to a better condition and it is difficult to convince him. I tried several times. But he said that I was mistaken in what I told him, and that he knew that he was just where it was intended that he should be, so I have not tried lately. No, I do not, but I can find him, Mackie, if you desire that I shall. He might want to say something to you, but only through me, as you must not get into rapport with these strangers to our band, for it will do harm, and we must not run the risk. We are here, Mr. Mackey and Mr. Daggett. They say that they are very glad that you have given them the opportunity to say a word. The Paget messages 1914, he, Mackey, says that he is much happier than when he first came over, as he has commenced to see the things that are necessary to make him happier. He says that he wants you to tell him of your experience with some of the other spirits, with whom you have come in contact, as he says, he has recently learned from Earth sources that you have had considerable experience with spirits who have been in a condition of unrest and spiritual blindness, and have helped them some. He says that he is in the Earth plane, and that when he came over it was a very dark and dreadful road that he traveled, that he was all blind and left alone after he first entered the spirit world, and that only recently has he commenced to see a ray of light, that his condition now is not one in which he receives much happiness, and he is not very hopeful of ever becoming very happy, as he sees nothing around him but darkness and depravity, and evil spirits who delight in trying to make everyone around them feel that there is no hope for any spirit, but that their lives must be spent in a condition of suffering and unhappiness, in other words, that they are in hell and have no hope of getting away from it. He says that he has gotten some little light from a spirit who has been telling him that there is hope and a better place if he will only believe it to be so, and let his soul open up to the better influences, but that he cannot believe that there is any God or any Savior or any better place for him. He says that if there is a better place or any reason to believe that there is a God or Savior, he wants to know it, and if you can help him any, to please do so. He says that he has not seen Mr. Riddle and did not know that he is in the spirit world. He says that he will try to find him, and maybe he can get some help. He says that I am much more beautiful than Mr. Taggart, and happier looking. He further says that I am not so very different, as he sees it, to cause him to ask that question, but as you request it, he will do so. He has asked me and I told him that my appearance and happiness was caused by my having gotten the love of God in my soul, and the realization that God is my Father, and loves me so very much that he wants me to be his child and become one in thought with him. He says that that may be true, but he does not understand it, and that if it is the cause, he would like to know the way, for he certainly wants to be rid of the awful darkness and despair that is with him almost continuously. Because, as he says, that you are his friend and that he will try to do as you suggested, but he says that he cannot yet believe that there is a God who can 43, help him to get out of his awful condition. He says that he will try to pray and try to believe, and that if there is anything in what you say and you really believe what you say, that you must pray for him also. He says that for the sake of what you say, that if any of these spirits that you speak of, should come to him, he will listen to them, even though he may not believe, that he cannot promise to believe. He says that he will come to you tonight and try to pray as you say, but he doubts that it will do any good, but he does not think that it can do any harm. He is willing to pray and will try to believe. You must not feel bad, if when he does so, he tells you that he doesn't believe in prayer or God. He says that he is not willing to run the risk of having his conscience slash him or of his suffering any more than he is now. He does not believe that he can do so and live. He says that what you say sounds as if there might be some truth in it, and he will think about it, that is, if his happiness or future state depends upon his will, he will very soon determine that question, for if what you say is true, then he will be a big fool to remain where he is, when by the mere exercise of his will he can get into places of happiness and light. So he says, he will think of what you say. He says that what you say may be all true, but the difficulty is that he can't understand, and, therefore, can't believe. He says that he can say what you have just said and mean it, and he is ready to do so now. If there be a God, and if that God has a love for me, and is ready to fill my soul with that love and make me happy and full of light, and whether I receive that love or not depends upon my will, then if this is all true, I will that God give me this love with all my strength and desire. He says that he is feeling some strong sensation now and that he will repeat this and pray to God and ask for faith, and will continue to repeat it, as you have taught him, and he hopes that he may receive this love and light. He says that you have shown him that there may be some such thing as this love of God, and that he is willing to pray, and if his receiving it depends upon his will, he is willing it with all his heart. He says that as you seem to have such faith in this love and in prayer that you do not forget to pray for him. Yes, Mr. Taggart has heard it all and he says that you certainly did put it up to Mackie to try the experiment, but that he is very doubtful if you will see any good results flow from it. He says that he will wait and see what effect it has on Mackie, and then he may be willing to consider the matter. Messages 1914 does not believe that prayer is anything more than a mere wish that emanates in and goes no higher than mind, and that, consequently, there is no God to answer, for if there was the prayers of all the people of the warring nations, would bring about such conflicting answers that confusion would be worse confused. He says that he never thought of it in that way, but, if as you say the prayer should be that this love which you say would make men love not only God but one another, and make every man strive to make happy every other man, then if that prayer should be answered, the war would soon stop, and the nations and as individuals would undoubtedly be happy and peace would reign over all the land. And if this is the love that you are trying to tell us about, then I am not so certain that it is worth striving for. You are a very ingenious reasoner, and I commence to see that there may be some logic in what you say. But how am I to attempt to do that in which I have no faith? I know that I ordinarily, when on earth required everything to be proved, and unless things were proved I was not willing to accept conclusions, and I have not changed in that particular since I have come to the spirit world and I find it hard to change, but, as you say, I should be reasonable enough to let my mind be open to a conviction, if such conviction can possibly be brought about by any means. Whether they arise from the knowledge that I gained when on earth, or whether they arise from things connected with the spiritual world of which I have very little knowledge. So after all I guess Mackie is not such a big fool to try the experiment, and having confidence in you as a friend that has at heart my welfare, I will do the same as Mackie has promised to do. So you can pray for me too, and I will pray also, but of course I will not be able to have any belief that my prayers will be answered. So you see I am not only hard-headed, but hard-hearted also. Yes I am, if it depends on my will I am more than willing, not only that, but if there be a God and the love that you speak of, I will forever thank that God for taking me away from this condition of blindness and unhappiness. Yes, I am willing to pray to God to help me to believe, and if that will bring relief, then there will be no difficulty, for I will make such a prayer with all my heart. You are the most persistent man that I have ever met in these spiritual matters and if what you say happens, I will certainly thank you with all my heart and soul, for I can conceive of nothing more desirable than to have the great blessings and 44 possessions that you tell me about. So I will keep faith with you as I said. When next you give me the opportunity to write, I will frankly tell you what the result of my experiment is. Yes. And I appreciate what you have done and I say to you that this violation of your law, which the band you speak of has prescribed, has caused me to think more deeply of your interest in me and what you said, than I can express. So goodbye for the present, the next time I come I will try to observe your law, and write through your father, if he will permit me to. Yes, you certainly did give the gentlemen a struggle to get away from what you said to them. And I believe that you have impressed them to such a degree that they will be led to learn the truth. You are tired and must stop. Your father, John H. Paget, December 31, 1914. I am here, Helen. Yes, and you know that I do love you. You certainly did try hard to lead the two friends to the light, and my darling, I am so happy that you are so filled with the love of God that you can do this work as you are tonight. They are most certainly impressed with what you say. And I believe that they will soon see the necessity for a spiritual awakening, and turn their thoughts to God and His love. What a blessed work for the Master. Be only true yourself and you will be able to do much good. You are tired so, my darling, with all my love and many kisses I am your own true sweetheart and wife, Helen. The Paget Messages 1915 January 1, 1915 I am here, mother of Leslie Stone. I am the mother of your friend. And want to tell him how glad I am that I can be with him and make known to him my presence and the fact that though his mother is a spirit, yet she can be with him and feel for him all the love which she had for her boy while on earth. He must not doubt that his mother is here, for she is, and has been with him many times when you were writing and has sent him some tokens of her love through his soulmate, Mary. Why, Leslie, she, I mean your Mary, was a little English girl, and when on earth did not live many miles from your home, and if it had been intended you two could easily have met when you were very young. But of course you might not have known of the fact that you were soulmates. I want to tell you now, that Mary is a real, existing spirit who was once a little English girl, and is all beauty and goodness, and is waiting here for you to come to her, and when you do you will not find some shadowy unsubstantial thing of air, but a real live, beautiful spirit, with form and features perfect and well defined, and full of animation and pink roses on her cheeks, and hair all dark and glossy, and blue eyes, and mouth like Cupid's, and teeth as you would say like ivory. She is not a very demure little girl either, but is full of life and love and happiness. I tell you all this that you may form some idea of her, and be able to see her, to some extent, in your mind's eyes as you mortals say. And more than all, she is so pure and good, and is loved by every spirit with whom she comes in contact. I will not write much more tonight, but merely add that my prayers for you go out to the Father, and my faith that he will look after and preserve you for the better things not only of the spirit life, but of the earth life, is without a bit of doubting. I must not write more tonight. But in concluding, I must say that you have with you all the love and blessings of a mother who loved you so much on earth. So think of me sometimes. Your own dear and loving mother, Priscilla Stone. January 5, 1915. I am here, Jesus. You are my own true brother and disciple. I come because you need me and my love, and I want to tell you that you are very near the kingdom. Your prayers have been heard, and our Father has given you his love to a great degree. So you must soon be prepared to take my formal messages, for the time is getting ripe for the world to receive my gospel of love and peace. Men are now thinking deeply of spiritual things and want a gospel that will teach them the way to the truth and to God's love and their eternal happiness. So do not let the things of earth keep you from getting more of your Father's love and grace in your soul. Be steadfast in your faith and you will not want for anything that will enable you to become his true son and my own loving disciple in spreading the glorious tidings of joy and peace to mankind. Your love is now so great that you will soon be at one with your Father and receive from him the outpouring of his love and the Pentecost of his Holy Spirit. Be a man that will not let anything of earth or heaven keep you from doing the work which I have set before you to do. I am your true helper and protector, and you will not suffer for want of anything that will make you free and happy. Be more earnest in your efforts to obtain the great boon which your Father has promised to give you, and you will not be disappointed. You are doing a good work among the spirits and God, our Father, will bless you in your endeavors. You must not let doubt or want of faith keep you from doing the great work that you have undertaken. The spirits whom you have so much helped will progress towards the truth and will remember you when they get the happiness which awaits them. Your wife is a beautiful and powerful spirit, who has learned to love God very much, and who loves you to an extent that is unusual among spirits, who love with a love far exceeding the love of mortals. The redeemed spirits are the ones I mean. She is the sweetest and brightest wife that God has given to man. She is now progressing very rapidly and soon will be very near her Father's home of love and joy. So you are very much 45, the Paget Messages 1915, blessed in having such a wife and soulmate, and when you come over you will find a spirit waiting for you that will appear so beautiful to you, that you will wonder how such a thing could be. But you may become just as beautiful and as much possessed of God's love, if you will only pray and do his will while on earth. It is not necessary for you to wait until you come over in order to get this love and become free from sin and error. I am your true teacher and brother, and I want you to do my will as regards the teaching to mankind of the truths of the Father. I do not desire to tell you now of these things. I will in a short time and then you will know just what the truth is. Yes, I know the future, and I tell you now and you must believe that you will soon be relieved of all your business cares, and be in a condition to give all your time and energies to my work. Do not doubt this any more. I think that this is the best place, though the place will not determine the best means of doing the work. I mean the place will not be material, except that the place you mention is a good one, as it is near the capital of a great nation and will enable you to make more impression on the world by what you may publish. I do not intend to restrict you to any place, only take the messages and publish them. You will also teach the truths by your daily conversations and example. Yes, I remember the saying and it is true, but in your case the same conditions do not exist as existed when I gave utterance to the saying. Nevertheless, I will guide you when the time comes and you will follow my guidance. It will make little difference to you where you are, for the spread of my truths is the important thing. Yes, a church will be established, and there will be many leaders of my new movement, and it will succeed and supplant all other beliefs in this hemisphere. I mean in the United States and other Protestant countries. The war will last until the Germans are subdued. I don't think it will be very long before they will see the utter hopelessness of fighting longer. Then they will submit and a new nation will arise, which will be a nation of the people governed by the people. Emperor's sons will not have any influence with the people. The nobility will cease to have any power and will become a part of the people. God will eventually rule men's lives through his love, for men will then seek his love, and peace will be established in the earth. When my kingdom comes on the earth, I will reign in the hearts of men, not as a ruler or as a sovereign lord, but as a prince of peace, the only son of the Father who was born without sin, and all mankind will 46. Worship God in spirit and in truth. War shall be no more, and swords shall be turned into pruning hooks and plowshares, and men shall know what peace and love for one another are. My second coming will be as the still small voice that speaks to every man and tells him that love is the only thing that is necessary for him to have, and when he gets that in his soul, all the sins and hatred and desires for evil will pass away. I will not desert you in your work, and it will prosper. I know that certain churches, I mean the clergy and high officials, will fight my truths and the teaching of them to men, but they will not succeed. I will prevail and mankind will be redeemed. All will bow down in earnest prayer and thanksgiving to their God and his love will enter into their hearts and they will be at peace. Brothers will be brothers indeed, and the fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man will be established, and all men will serve their God. The Catholic Church will eventually, as an organization of political power, and as a monster of error and a teacher of doctrines contrary to God's truths, be utterly destroyed, and its followers will embrace the true teachings of my gospel. Many will not embrace these new teachings, though, until the last vestige of the power of this great vampire has utterly disappeared. The priests will be shaken from their seats of power and will become men of no influence among the people. For my truths will destroy all the errors which they have preached and through fear cause their deluded followers to embrace and believe. You must not write more tonight, as you are tired. So with my love and blessings, I'm your brother and teacher, Jesus. I am here, your grandmother. I heard, and you must believe that it was the Master. He was writing and was so in earnest that you must believe that his prophecies will come true. I am so glad that he wrote you again. Good night, your grandmother. You must stop now. Your own Helen. January 7, 1915. I am here, Helen. I am very happy and you are a little better, and there is no need to worry about Nita as she is now very happy in her school. I will, the Paget Messages 1915, try tonight to tell you of what I am now doing in my new home and in the earth sphere where I am most of the time, helping spirits. Well, in my home I am so very much engaged in studying the laws of communicating with you that I have hardly time for anything else. I am now quite certain that I understand how to talk to you in an independent voice and also to materialize. So you must not be astonished any time to hear my voice or see me in the form of a materialized spirit. I am also trying to help the spirits who are in a condition of blindness and doubt. I am living with your mother in her home, but I am not as spiritual as she. We are both very happy though, and have everything that heart could wish for. The music is so beautiful that I cannot describe it to you, and even the love which helps to make the music is of such an intensity that you could not possibly understand if I should attempt to tell it to you. My home here is much more beautiful than that which I had in the third, spirit, sphere, and everything is beyond what I conceived when I lived there. The house and trees and flowers and fruits are very much more beautiful and delightful. No one could be anything but happy in such a home.